I'm Jess.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are
the Iggy Parents.
Welcome to episode 48.
This is a conversation about podcasts by podcasters, the two of us.
Big nerds.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk about podcasts and podcasting and being podcasters, all of those things, because it's really on the top of our minds right now. And we just felt like it would be inauthentic to not talk about what's sort of circling in the brain for us right now.
It's top of mind for us because we're just about to start our podcast challenge, which is we're going to be helping a small group of people start their podcast within a week. So the day this goes up is the first day of the challenge. We were trying to figure out how to make this episode not just an advertisement for that, but more about trying to figure out why people want to listen to an episode, why you would want to start one if you're a lover of podcasts like us, and just a little bit of history of it, our history, all that.
And hey, maybe one of our podcast challenge members is going to start a really cool pet-related podcast, and that's going to be your new favorite.
Yeah, that's one thing that we are hoping from the podcast challenge is to be able to recommend their podcasts.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a few questions, some common questions about podcasts in general that we're going to, I guess, ask each other, kind of use as prompts.
Yeah, we're sort of interviewing each other.
Yeah.
That's what it's like having a co-host. You got someone to bounce off your ideas at all times. But we're just going to start with a little brief history of our relationship with podcasts. So Ryan, tell the world, tell the Iggy Parents audience, what's your relationship with podcasts?
Okay, so I know the first podcast I listened to was the Freakonomics podcast, which is by Stephen Dubner and Stephen Levitt. So they had written a book called Freakonomics, and then they were putting out a weekly podcast about Freakonomics. I had found the book and listened to the book as an audiobook when I was driving to high school. So I was very confused when I found out about this podcast because it felt like the same thing I had just paid for in the audiobook, but somehow you were getting it for free. That sounds too good to be true, but it's not.
We're currently listening to an audiobook in podcast form, which is free.
So it's by a Canadian author, Terry Fallis, and it's called The Best Laid Plans. It's his first novel, and it was before he was a published author. He had written this book and was trying to find a way that he could get it out. So this is, I think, 2006, 2007 that he did this, and basically put it out on his own and found a publisher afterwards based on the success of his podcasted version of his novel.
But that's besides your story here. I just interjected. Continue, Ryan.
From there, I found some other podcasts like Planet Money and similar ones about the economy and business and things that I was interested in at that time. And I have since kind of rotated through a bunch of different podcasts. I go through phases. I'll find one that a YouTuber that I like has started or an author that I like has started, and I will listen to those. And yeah, sometimes they will stop doing them or they're less interesting to me. But I think that's kind of usual for people to have podcasts that speak to them at that time.
Right. And they sort of adapt and change, I imagine. My history with podcasts is not so linear or long as Ryan's. I know, I feel like I'm blurring the lines here. Did we want to start a podcast and I started listening to podcasts at the same time? I'm very new to podcasts and podcasting, but I started off because I started dating Ryan. So this goes back to us dating. And every time Ryan would see me after not seeing me for probably just a day, but you know, we were working together at the time, he would come to the conversation and say, "So I was listening to this podcast and blah, blah, blah." So I was like, "What is this podcast thing he's listening to? Is it?" I really didn't know what a podcast was before meeting him. And when he started talking about it, I realized, okay, I'll just listen with him. So we would drive in the car and he would put on his tech news podcasts for me. And, you know, I would pick up some things I enjoyed from them. And the people were very animated, the hosts. And I started to, you know, laugh at the jokes and get the inside jokes. And Ryan would let me know, oh, this guy is like this or this person does this. And then after a while, I was like, okay, but what kind of podcasts are there out there for me? I want to listen to something that is speaking to me. And we got Adelaide, our first dog. And I thought, okay, let's look for dog podcasts. So I started searching out there and I found some really great dog podcasts and then maybe some that weren't my taste, but it just forced me to sort of explore and find what speaks to me. So I started finding other podcasts as well. And we wrote about this in the blog that I really loved the podcast that was a recommendation from Ryan called Top Four. And this is where they compare their opinions. It's a co-hosted show, husband and wife team. And they compare any topic and they choose their top four. So there was an episode of Top Four Episodes of The Office or Top Four Cheeses. And they would actually try the cheese on the show and give you their opinions of it while they were eating the cheese. So it's silly things like that that actually bring me so much joy. And I realized, oh, this podcasting thing is kind of like a performance. It's a chance for you to express your opinion, tell a story. And I wanted in on that. Ryan had always wanted to start a podcast. So we just finally had the excuse that we had stories of our dog to tell and that we wanted to do something together.
The biggest thing that I didn't want was to make a podcast about podcasting or
uh-oh,
about
that's
the...
what this episode is, Ryan.
I know. Well, I'm not opposed to having an episode here and there about it, but
right.
I'm glad that we have a topic that we can talk about, being our dog, something that we love, rather than sort of a meta podcast.
Right. And the dogs are ever changing, so we always have something new to say about them. And I'm like, currently they're fighting over pig's ears and I think they are walking to opposite sides of the room so that they can enjoy their pig's ears on their own. But they just always bring joy, always bring something new to say. And we also didn't know much about the Italian Greyhound breed before bringing Adelaide home. Once we learned something about them, we realized, oh, there's not many people out there sharing these stories. And I think that these stories could help people, help inspire people to be better dog parents and just get more out of life with their Italian Greyhound. And that's how we turned our blog, which we started as well because we didn't think there was enough information out there, and we turned it into a podcast. Shall we hop into our questions for each other, Ryan?
Sure. So I think a lot of people will have the same question or misconception that I did when first learning about podcasts is, do I have to pay to listen to a podcast?
The answer is no, and you probably know that because you're listening to this for free. But not everybody knows that. And if you're a new listener of ours or new to podcasts like I was, I think it's pretty amazing that they're free, first of all. And yes, like television, cable television, there are advertisers that will use these top podcasts as ways to advertise for their products or services. And I think that maybe confuses people because you can produce a podcast on your own and you don't have to have sponsors, you don't have to have ads, and you don't have to have some sort of benefactor or sponsor. So I did receive a message once through our social media from someone asking for advice, and I recommended, listen to our podcast. We've got a great episode about this. And this was one of the things that we wanted to create with the podcast as well. Evergreen episodes that you can always go to if your dog's having an allergic reaction. We've got an episode about that. If your dog's struggling with potty training, we have an episode about that. It just makes it easier for us because instead of giving this sort of informal copy and paste, if your dog's having an allergy, here's the answer. I feel like sending the podcast episode to them is a personal way of responding because it's actually us telling a real story. and you can hear us in your ear and we're speaking to you. But it's very hard to respond to every person fresh and new with a recorded message. So it's not that we don't want to respond fresh and new every time. And of course, I'll still chat with you in DMs. And if you're listening to this, you probably know that I chat in the DMs all the time. But when it comes to telling like really long and detailed stories about our dog's health or experiences, socialization, it just really helps to have our podcast episodes for that. And coming back to this story, I had someone ask for help. I responded with that. And the response back was, oh, I didn't realize that you were sponsored. And then they ghosted us. And I don't know. It just really shocked me because I didn't think that people assumed that podcasts were a sponsored only thing. That I guess maybe people are surprised that a podcast would be just someone's passion project. But for us, I mean, of course, we're aspiring influencers and aspiring full-time podcasters, but it's definitely not there yet. And we don't have a sponsor. Here's our plug. We want a sponsor. Someone recommend us. But it makes sense because we're small and we love our small group and we're happy that you're here. That's a great question. Not to start with something negative, but just wanted to say that podcasts are free to listen to. And I hope that inspires you to listen to more podcasts because these are great gifts that people are giving you, their stories, their personal experience. And if you find the right podcast that speaks to you, it's really cool. Next up, a question about podcasts, Ryan. How many podcasts exist in the world versus something like Instagram or TikTok?
Yeah, like you said, if you're interested in podcasts, you really should start searching around for podcasts and you'll find that there are a lot of podcasts about basically any topic that you can think of, but it is not as many podcasts as you would think. I think the number is around 2 million that currently exist, and for sure in the last year, there has been a big explosion of people at home having extra time able to start a new podcast. For example, The Iggy Parents was started within the last year.
We're not hiding anything about that. We also started this podcast in the pandemic. So, yeah.
But when you compare that to Instagram that has a billion users.
And I just looked it up. TikTok has 689 million.
So they're getting up there as well. It's much easier to kind of bust through if you have a podcast and you can find your core audience of people that enjoy listening to you.
Just using Google. TikTok has 689 million monthly active users worldwide, but the TikTok app has been downloaded over 2 billion times. And this is something that makes me think about podcasts. What's the ratio? And I don't have the answer to this, Ryan, but he's the podcast nerd. So what's the ratio of people who create TikToks and watch TikToks versus people who just are on the app to watch other people's TikToks? And then in comparison to podcasts, I wonder how many podcasts are out there and then how many people consume podcasts?
Well, again, just a quick Google search here says that 51% of the US population have listened to a podcast. So podcasts are mainstream.
Whoa. I'm just the loser who only started listening to them 3 years ago. What?
And that makes sense because there's a lot of production that goes into a podcast. So having a few million podcasts and hundreds of millions of podcast listeners makes sense because it is like a one-to-many kind of thing rather than a social network where everyone is sharing.
Right. And I wonder if the future of podcasting, as people with technology get more comfortable and things become more accessible, I wonder if more people will podcast. I know because of the pandemic, we said many people started podcasts, but I wonder if because live streaming on social media has become such a huge thing, I wonder if podcasting will kind of join in that population of people that are wanting to bring you in to a story with their voice and build community that way. Just things I think about as a podcaster. So Ryan, as our resident podcast nerd, what do you love about podcasts?
The biggest thing that I love about podcasts is that I can listen to them when I'm doing something else. So they are the perfect thing for when driving in the car and you got nothing else to do, nothing else to focus on. Or if you're doing dishes or chores around the house, then a podcast can be the perfect thing to put your headphones in and just zone out a little bit and listen to someone tell you about something that you like. And that is different from, like we say, these other social networks, because they basically take all of your attention. So it's hard to multitask while scrolling on Instagram or TikTok. So that is why I think podcasts are kind of here to stay, and a reason that video has not made podcasts obsolete. So we did a little background research about the start of podcasts, the history of it, that they sort of started around 2000 when the technology was getting good enough, the internet's getting fast enough to share audio. And then it was formalized when Apple added podcasts to iTunes in 2005. Another thing that happened in 2005 is the beginning of YouTube. In 2005, that's when the internet was getting fast enough to be able to share pictures and videos, and social media started to take off, where users could contribute content as well as consume things. But podcasts have remained popular since then because, like I said, you can do something else while you're listening to them. And podcasts are a great way to feel like you know someone, because there's this phenomenon of you speaking into the listener's ear, and they really feel like they know someone rather than they know about them or they know what they've been up to. They feel like they know them.
As a follow-up to this question, Ryan, and I'll answer why I love podcasts too, but what's your preferred way to listen to a podcast, both how or when you do it, but also technically on your phone or on your computer?
I have basically always used the built-in Apple Podcast app. It started for me because syncing your phone to your computer was kind of the only way to do this before. So having the built-in podcast app made it very simple to make sure that I was getting the newest episodes. But two things have changed about podcasts or the podcast app that make me kind of want to branch out and maybe look for a new one to listen on. One is that the catalog of podcasts is kind of available everywhere now. So you have your choice and you don't have to rely on making sure you've downloaded it from your computer. And the other thing is that Apple Podcasts has made quite a lot of changes to their design within the last year that I find it really off-putting. I'm looking at the main screen right now of podcasts. I can see on the main page only 3 episodes, but because of how they have laid things out, it is all the same episode. There is no way for me on this main page to find other things to listen to.
Right, and we talk about with social media, like, ask yourself what the platform wants you to do. If you're on Instagram, the platform wants you to search through the feed of people that you already follow and like your friends' photos, etc., or share. There's a big push to share your own content. TikTok, different from Instagram, pushes you to follow new people, to see new content on the For You page, FYP. But podcasts, they're different because your podcast, if you're a podcaster, your podcast is getting streamed on so many different platforms, different apps. Maybe someone's looking from a computer. So it's going to be different. And for me, my preferred method to listen to a podcast is Spotify. And that's because that's where I get my music. I have Spotify Premium. For me, I teach fitness and I create playlists on Spotify. So my Spotify is super, super active. It's one of my most popular apps on my phone that I use. And so when I follow a podcast on Spotify, there is a section on Spotify that will just show me your favorite or your top shows. Because they know that podcasts are different than music, they are pushing the shows that I've already listened to. So if there's a podcast I've listened to and it's like a single episode, I don't listen to the whole podcast, it just kind of gets pushed to the back because my favorites keep getting pushed to the front. So for me, it kind of works out well, but it's not doesn't work as well for discovery. Like we were saying, Instagram is not as good for discovery because they don't really push you to go to the explore page. Like TikTok's default is FYP.
Yeah, so maybe that is the behavior that I'm leaning towards right now is discovery. I'm kind of wanting to get some new shows. I have my few weekly shows that I listen to, but if it's not one of the days that those podcasts come out, I'm kind of wandering aimlessly through this app trying to figure out what it is I should listen to. So basically they have two functions. You're saying, what does the app push you to do? The main thing on the first page is continue listening to what you've already chosen to listen to, which makes sense when you have a bunch of things in your queue. But if you're trying to find new things, their search function is totally based on the things that are popular rather than, like on TikTok, things that are based on your interests. So I have no way to say, I like this podcast, show me something related to that, other than just mindlessly searching tech podcasts or dog podcasts.
Right. I wonder if Spotify does that. Probably not. But I know Spotify always suggests music for you when you listen to a song. So I'm curious if they would suggest a new podcast.
I don't know. I haven't used their podcast interface recently enough. Now that we're talking about it, I'm
let's explore.
More interested in doing that. And I think I will because, yeah, like I said, I'm wanting to find new podcasts to listen to. And as of right now, basically everything is available on both places. And because of what Spotify has been doing, they've done a lot of acquisition recently, getting people into the Spotify company or network and making exclusives on Spotify. I don't know how well that is working out, but I know that means there's some things on Spotify you can't find on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, I'm so interested to know where you, the listener, are listening to our podcast. So here's where I'm talking to you right now, right here. We're going to post in our Instagram stories on Monday asking where you listen to your podcasts. And I'm just curious. Or DM us. You know, I'm just curious. So all of this chat was, what do you love about podcasts? And for me personally, I love that I can have conversations both as a podcast host with listeners and as a listener with a podcast host. So if you're talking to someone on social media and they host a podcast, again, you get this glimpse into their life. You feel like you know them better. And same thing on our end, when you message us about an episode, I love that. I love to talk about it. If you ever have questions about what we're talking about on the show, I am an open book. Let's chat. I'm a big chatter. So that's why I'm here. And this podcast came from a blog and I just love to talk. So this is my preferred method, podcasting.
So that's why we started this podcast. But Jess, do you have any thoughts about why we would ever stop making this podcast?
Well, I feel like I'm loving what we're doing. And earlier on, Ryan asked me, hey, Jess, would you want to make this show have seasons instead of just a weekly podcast? And I said, you know what? I feel like we have so much to say that I don't think I want to take a break. I just want to keep going. And the momentum of going every week has been really working for us. It's a habit for us. And yes, again, we're recording on a Sunday and we have to edit it and get it ready for tomorrow. And by we edit, I mean Ryan has to edit the podcast because he's amazing. But if we didn't have this every week, I don't know where our time would go because I just feel like this is a habitual thing for us that I just kind of enjoy sitting down to record. But if we were to not have the podcast anymore, I feel like maybe it's if we've said all that we can say. The dogs are always having new adventures and having new health problems or having new socialization problems, or we're getting requests from listeners of episodes they'd like to hear. So unless we kind of cover everything and I just don't know if there's any more we're contributing, maybe we would end then. And I don't know if for year two, we're approaching year two, if we would change it up and do seasons or do it on a bi-weekly or monthly basis instead of weekly.
How do you feel, Ryan? Biggest reason that I would want to change what we're doing here is if we had a different podcast that we wanted to do. So if we decided, okay, we've had enough, we've said enough about this topic, it's time for us to interview other dog parents, other Iggy parents, learn about other small dog breeds and figure out what is a small dog thing and what is an Iggy thing, right? Oh, we were just talking to someone the other day and saying, oh, I bet a doggy bathroom would be great for a Dachshund because they also have problems going outside when it's cold or rainy. And that is not something we would know by only focusing on the Iggy parents. So I'm not saying that's what we are going to do or should do. And I really like having this conversation that is just us and based on our experience. But I think if we get to that point, it's going to be a change in format or topic, and we're wanting to put our efforts somewhere else. I don't think it's going to be because we want to stop podcasting.
Oh, absolutely. I was like, if we're not doing that, we're going to do a podcast about something else for sure. But this leads into the next question, Ryan. What more would you like to do with your podcast, whether it's the Iggy parents or beyond? But let's talk about the Iggy parents, actually.
Yeah. I think the most obvious thing that people do is that they start a membership for their podcast listeners. And that can be through Patreon or Memberful or Apple and Spotify are both coming out with subscription services where instead of they're kind of changing their terminology that you used to subscribe to a podcast, but now you follow a podcast and they're taking the term from Twitch that subscribing means contributing monetarily to a podcast. So if we were going to do that, what most people do is have extra content surrounding the podcast. So it'll be a before or after conversation or an extra topic. I'm not sure that works for us, because we share so much on Instagram and TikTok.
Right. I'm like, what's exclusive about the dogs? I have thought, and not to dwell on the podcast challenge, but in our podcast challenge, we personally are going to be exploring launching a second podcast. So that is something we're already in the works of doing. And we're going to be launching a second podcast, Iggy Bedtime Stories. And this is something that we've already been experimenting with, as you know. But with these bedtime stories, it really is a departure from our original topic and our original format.
Mm-hmm. So we have released a few of those on this feed, like in this podcast as episodes, but we're going to break off and go through the process of starting a podcast again, but with that as the topic.
Right. So I was thinking about it, and it's a second podcast. It could be something that's exclusive, but at the moment, we don't have that set up yet. So at the moment, it's going to be free. So if you enjoy it, and we're going to see if people enjoy it, if there's any feedback you have about these Iggy bedtime stories, something to make it better, something to change it and make it more desirable for you to listen to on repeat, then definitely let us know. And if you have requests for stories, also let us know. But I think that would be a good potential exclusive thing to have for the membership. And then another idea I've been working on, and by working on, I mean thinking about, is exclusive content about social media tips, because that's another departure we've had on this show, that instead of parenting tips on how to raise an Italian Greyhound, we've also been exploring and dabbling in social media. We have the Instagram, TikTok, Reels, advice. And that's because a lot of dog parents, when they get a dog, have found us from Instagram. So why wouldn't they want tips on how to grow their community on their own personal Instagrams?
Yeah, these are all things that we enjoy. So we've tried to make this podcast a well-rounded look at what our lives are like as Italian Greyhound parents, specifically to Adelaide, the little social butterfly.
Oh, she just, right, to pretend
she just looked
that
at
me we
when
didn't
I said her name.
To pretend that we weren't on Instagram and weren't thinking about marketing and doing those things. Like, we have an online shop, we offer products, we offer services. So to pretend that we weren't doing that would not be real either. But yeah, I'm thinking that might be another place to explore as well, because we don't want to clutter this show with content that's not on topic. If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you for indulging us in all things about podcasts. We really love hosting this show, and we want to think of ways to make it better. Always growing, always changing, wanting to offer you something that you find valuable, and just to thank you for being here.
Again, if you've made it this far and you're a lover of podcasts, maybe it's the time to start your podcast. So check out our podcast challenge. If you're listening to this right when it comes out, then like I said, this is the first day of the challenge and we'd love to have you. If you're listening to this in the future, we may have another round of running the podcast challenge, or we might have even more offerings. We're thinking maybe we're going to have a podcast course to get people to help people reach their goals with their podcast more than just launching it within a week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Iggy Parents.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, we'd love if you left us a review. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help us get discovered by new Iggy parents and dog lovers alike.
You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening or wherever podcasts are found.
Our new vlog is going up on YouTube featuring Phoebe's journey through puppyhood.
Don't miss out on every pup date by subscribing to our newsletter at theiggyparents.com/newsletter.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by The Iggy Parents Shop. If you're looking for another way to support what we do here, check out our merch at theiggyparents.com/shop.
And don't forget to connect with us on Instagram by sharing your thoughts with us and your friends. Tag at @theiggyparents, @IggyAdelaide, and now you can even reach us at @IggyPhoebe.
Bye for now from Ryan,
Jess,
Adelaide,
and Phoebe.